Good morning. So this morning we are reading Matthew chapter 7 verse 6. It's just this one verse. But and remember, we're talking about having someone to talk to. Now, sometimes what happens is having someone to talk to means other people want to talk to you. Right, they need someone to talk to as well. You have to be cautious about who you allow to talk to you and what you allow people to talk to you about. So getting up in the middle of a conversation that is about gossiping or whatever the case is and saying, I'm not prepared to have this conversation about other people when they're not present in the room. And then, you know, getting up and making it clear that you would rather leave. Somebody's on the phone, they start talking about somebody else, and you simply say to them, look, I don't talk to other people. I don't talk about other people behind their back. I'm happy if we bring this person on the call and you can say what you want to say here. Happy to do that, but not if you're not prepared to say it to their face. And if you want to say it to their face and you don't love them, I don't want to be a part of it anyway, because then you don't care about people. And being clear to people about where your lines are when they want to talk to you is really, really important. And people will test those lines, so you need to be consistent, right? You need to consistently say, no, I'm not prepared to do that. Sometimes they test it on purpose, sometimes they test it accidentally, or sometimes they just don't think. Now, when somebody's looking for someone to talk to, they will also be testing to see whether or not you're the kind of person that they can talk to about different things. So you might have different conversations, right? And it's important when somebody is trying to find out if you're a good person to talk to, that there are certain things that you don't bring up. Because you don't know enough about that person, right? You don't know where they are, etc., etc. Now, you do bring up Jesus. You bring up Jesus right in the beginning of a conversation because you want them to understand where the lines are in terms of the communication. You're not going to entertain them using the Lord's name in vain. You're not going to entertain them using lewd language and things like that, or telling lewd jokes and things like that. You're going to make it very clear that that's just not who you are, right? So people need to know up front that you are a Christian and that you honestly love God. You really love Jesus. Now, that sets a position, right? Once you have that position set, then during the conversation, you must be cautious, especially with the really precious things that you have. Now, some things God gives you for you, and it's amazing what happens is if God gives you something for you, you try and remember it, you can't remember it. Okay, it might come back later, but in that conversation it's not the right time. Sometimes God allows you to actually just hurt yourself because you won't listen to him, in which case you can bring up a topic that he told you not to talk to people about, or to this person, but in your heart, you know, I mustn't talk about that. And then you wind up starting to talk about it, and you know what? It can go wrong very quickly. Now, when you do have special blessings and insights and things like that from the Lord, you need to ask the Lord if you can share that. Because it's him that's given it to you, and he's given it to you for a reason. Satan would love you to divulge every little treasure God's ever given you. And especially would love you to divulge those treasures to the wrong people, right? Because then he can use that. You see, he cannot use what doesn't come out of your mouth. He can't use what doesn't come out of your mouth against you. But if you speak it, then it's in the air. He's the prince of the air. He's allowed to use whatever goes into the air. Right? If it doesn't go into the air, he can't use it. So he will send people also to talk to you, to try and get you to talk about certain things so that he can use that, so that he can use it against you. And that's the key. That's the key. Knowing that Satan uses people, and Satan can use other people and their desires. Remember, it's an emotional need to talk, to have someone to talk to. So people will have this emotional need to want to talk to you. And understanding that that's the emotional need that people want to talk to you means that you understand that this is potentially somebody who is really going to drain you. And just by listening to them, you can find out whether or not this is that person. Now, what's important to note is that you are a light. You are supposed to go into the darkness. In the darkness, people are struggling because they need someone to talk to. Right? They need this someone to talk to. They just might be looking to talk to you about topics that are not good. The fact that they need someone to talk to is an opportunity. But you do need to bring it to God. You need to ask, Lord, what am I doing here? Am I watering? Am I planting? Is there a particular message that you want to give this person? What is it that you want to do in this person's life? Because remember, God loves them as much as he loves you. So you don't want to go about saying the wrong thing, right? The other thing that you got to remember is that everyone is connected to lots of other people, right? And so you might be talking to this person thinking that what you're saying is in confidence or whatever, but actually they've got a whole circle of group of people that they're going to take your message to, and they're going to share it with everybody. They will go tell it to everyone in their circle. They may even have been sent to specifically gather information that you will give a potentially somebody who seems innocent information too. All of this, none of this you're going to get by your brain. None of it you're even going to get by your emotions. This information you're going to get spiritually. God will warn you. He will tell you, don't talk about that to this person. Don't say this, etc. You have to listen to that because he knows what's really going on. He knows the agendas. He was there when they were talking among themselves, saying what it is that they wanted. Oh, and I'm not just talking about he was there when the physical people were having the conversation. He is there amongst the spiritual entities. He knows exactly what spiritual entity is saying what to what other spiritual entity. He understands all that. They can't hide from him. They can hide from us, but they can't hide from him. So if he warns you not to have a conversation, it may have nothing to do with other people. It may have everything to do with what's going on spiritually around you. So, right, we're going to read Matthew 6. We're going to unpack it backwards so that you can get it clear, right? So, well, the last word is you, right? So when we say you, you can be physical. You can be emotional, you can be spiritual. If you belong to Jesus, your spirit, if you lift up the shield of faith, your spirit is not going to get damaged, right? You are going to be lifting up the shield of faith and you're going to say, Jesus, I'm trusting that you're taking care of me. And you put Jesus between you and anything and everybody around you and you are safe. Spiritually, you're 100% safe, right? So that's the real you, is your spirit. Encapsulated around you is your emotions, which is your dashboard to tell you what's going on around you spiritually, right? It's like you're in a bubble, and every time the bubble bumps into something else, it kind of dents in towards you. And when it dents in from this side, then you know there's an emotional trigger, and it lets you know that, hang on, there's some spiritual entity that is triggering this particular emotion. Is it a good triggering, or is it a negative triggering, and then on the outside, you've got your physical shell, which is what allows you to be on this planet, right? So your soul, of course, is the part of you which is your mind, your emotions, and then of course on the physical side, you've got your brain, you've got your body, you've got all those other things. But you, the spirit, sorry, your soul lives within your spirit, right? As a Christian. Not a Christian, your soul is just living in your body. And your emotions, as I said, is that bubble around you. Now, if you do not have Jesus, you do not have a spirit body that's given to you by Jesus, those emotions are going to affect you directly and deeply. Okay. Now, so when we talk about you here, we are talking about it could be in any of those three. It could be physically, it could be emotionally, or it could be spiritually, right? And emotionally, that's attacking your soul, right? So that's the three parts of you. Could be any three, could be all three, right? Or a combination. So the second word backwards is rend. Rend means to tear, right? Tear or shred, to break. And it's mostly to tear. Right. So I have to go back quite far. No, not too far back. Okay. So rend you, something, somebody is going to rend you. They're going to tear you. And now we know the you, it could be any of those three or all three or combination, right? Tear you. And you go back a bit further and it says, turn again and rend you, right? So something happens and then people turn on you and they tear you, whoever this is, whether it's people or whatever, we're not quite sure yet, right? And what's interesting about that tear you, spiritual entities are also involved. Right, so it's not just the physical person that might be saying something or whatever, the spirits behind them are also involved in this. You go back a bit further, so no, now we've got to go forwards. All right, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. All right. So, what is a dog? Well, Jesus defined what a dog was, right? Because a woman came up to him and said to him, she was not a Jewish person, right? In other words, she was not a child of God. And because bear in mind, Jesus hadn't died, so we didn't have the opportunity. All non-Jewish people did not have the opportunity to be children of God, right? So Jews had been born that way, born under the promise. And so this woman comes to Jesus and asks for help for her son. And Jesus says, it is not right to give the children's meat to the dogs. And that's like quite derogatory. I mean, that's saying to her, you know what, sorry, but you're just a dog. He's the one that used that word, so he's the one who defined what a dog was, right? And obviously we know what dogs are in real life. But it seems quite harsh in that sense, but what Jesus is saying is, if you're not within the promise, You're a dog, right? And dogs don't have a whole bunch of things that people have, that the children have. So when it says here, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs," he's saying if somebody is not a believer, don't give them the holy things. Don't give them holy things, because they are not going to appreciate it. They're not going to know what to do with it. It's just going to destabilize them and upset them. And yeah, they're just going to mistreat it. So don't give the holy things to the people who do not believe, right? Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. When it talks about casting your pearls before swine, you have certain treasured statements, treasured things that are beautiful and good, right? And basically, God gives you these things. God is the one that sows these into your life, right? And it's really easy for you to want to share these things with someone because you want someone to talk to. So you pull this out to have a conversation. Well, the first question you've got to ask is, number one, is this person a believer? Because if they're not, I can't talk to them about the holy things, because, and we'll get on to why just now, all right? And also, I'm not going to just give the treasured things that the Lord has given on my heart to just anyone, right? I need to give to that person what God wants me to give. And if he doesn't want me to give anything, then I need to say nothing. And I need to be content with saying nothing. So there are certain treasures that God gives. These are your pearls, right? Do not cast them before the swine. So these are the people who have no sense. They have common sense, as in the way people normally think, but they do not have any spiritual sensitivity. So it's and the analogy that Jesus uses here is that lest they trample them under their feet. Well, that's right, they would. I mean, if you just throw pearls into a pigsty, what do you think the pig's going to do with it? You're not going to know what to do with it. It's just going to stamp on it, stamp it into the mud. Well, if you've got a beautiful treasure that God's given you, don't just give it to someone. Because you must also remember that behind everything God gives you is also the amount of energy needed to accomplish it or to make it happen. Every time you share something with somebody else, you share the energy. And now they're not going to do anything with the energy. They're just going to trample it, they're going to toss it away. But now you've lost half the energy, right? Now you have less energy to try and accomplish what it is that God's put in your heart. That's why if you really want to do something, tell nobody about it. You keep all the energy that's in that thing for yourself. And that gives you more than enough energy to make sure that you get it done. Partnerships, you've got to be very careful with. Because unless it's a partnership that God has put together, it is going to wind up hurting you somewhere down the line. And as much as it might look really good, make lots of common sense, maybe, you know, it's never get involved with a family member, right? Family members are there to be loved. If you mix business in with that, sooner or later, you don't tell them certain things, you're not open with them, you can't share certain things with them, you can't share certain things with other people in their company. It becomes so complicated. So it's just keep your family stuff separate from your business, right? Now, so people like this will just simply trample your pearls under feet. So don't give your pearls to other people. especially those who want to just talk to you, right? It is so important to understand that, and I mean, we see this principle of sharing when you tell somebody about a problem that you had. Well, now you've got half the energy of that problem that you had left. The other person is now burdened because they're sharing that energy. They didn't want that. That's another thing. Don't, when someone comes to talk to you, don't share your problems, right? Because that's unfair. That person doesn't want to carry your load of energy, of negative energy that's related to this problem. Ask the Lord, Lord, I have this negative issue. I've spoken to you about it. And I'm looking for somebody I can really have a good conversation with. Who should I talk to about this? And ask him. He knows the right person. He knows which person's going through what and needs to hear that side of the story to actually help you. Or they're about to go through it and they need to understand how you coped with it. God understands these things. We don't, right? So, reading from the beginning. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. And that's the point, right? You've now, because of not listening to this, your treasure that you chose to give them has been trampled underfoot. In other words, how do they trample? They mock it, they scoff, they deride you, they laugh at you, they cause others to laugh at you. I mean, all of that's unnecessary. You brought that on yourself because Jesus says, don't talk to them about stuff like this, right? If it's a pearl, don't share it. Because if this person is like this, they are going to actually ridicule you and mistreat you, etc. Now, feel sorry for the prophets, right? The prophets were instructed to go and tell pearls and to share these things with certain people. And whenever they shared it, they were mistreated. They were eventually they were killed. But I mean, they were not liked. They weren't listened to most of the time. And it was very harsh. And if you look at it, you say to yourself, well, hang on a minute. Why am I in this situation? Well, it's because I didn't listen. Right? I didn't listen to what God was saying. So, you don't want that. The other way that this can play out is where they don't deride you and all the rest of it. But they take that information, they allow it to sit in their minds, and they wait for the perfect opportunity to use it against you. And these are the more dangerous kinds of people, right? They can really mess up your life. Their timing is almost set by Satan to actually use that against you. And you know what? If you never shared it in the first place, you wouldn't have to worry about things like this. So when you have, so when someone wants to come to talk to you, all right, they could be genuinely just wanting to have a chat. That's possible. They could also, which in today's world is probably a bit more likely, be looking for information for one reason or another. And the only way that you can navigate this properly is by taking everything spiritually to the Lord. Do not take holy things to people who do not totally believe, who do not believe like you do. You know, people at different levels and different spaces, right? So there's some things I just couldn't have a conversation with between myself and, I mean, unless the Lord told me to, right? But myself and a faith that a person of that's a newborn Christian, you know, or somebody who is part of a Christian organization, but you can see that they really haven't given their heart to the Lord, right? Certain things you just can't talk to them about. Other people you certainly can. That said, you're a light. Now, the question is about a light, is that the light also has a switch, or the candle has a lighter, right? God is the one that lights that candle. And you have to ask the Lord, okay, so you want me to speak, what is it that you want me to say? You need to learn to be God's mouthpiece instead of just trying to put your mouth on automatic and just talk about everything, right? So, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Well, guys, I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit's talking to you about, nor who he's talking to you about, and what particular subjects he's particularly saying don't share or share. But I pray that you'll wisely step forward into that. Make your notes in the second column if you're following with us in the handbook. And this was the 14th verse in the section on someone to talk to, which is part of emotional survival, which is the emotional part of the handbook of how to measure your spirit. If you're looking for a copy of the handbook, you can download that from the site multidimensionalthinkers.com/measure-your-emotions. And the handbook for measure-your-emotions has the emotional element in it, or the emotional verses in it, which you can then, in your own Bible study, you can start, you know, going through this or going through your devotions, or continue listening to the podcasts, right? Because those you'll find on that same site, multidimensionalthinkers.com/measure-your-emotions. You'll find the podcasts there. As we do them, I will upload them. The book, the handbook in the first series, which I really recommend if you're just starting now and you've just come across this, I really recommend that you stop listening to Measure-Your-Emotions and go and listen to the podcast on multidimensionalthinkers.com/measure-your-spirit, because your spirit is your inner strength. That's the real you, and you need to understand how that works first, and then come and have a look at this bubble, this outer bubble of yours, which is your emotions. Well, guys, God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.